The Canadian pork sector is hoping for a speedy resolution of a situation which has resulted in the suspension of exports of Canadian pork and beef to China. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
Those pesky computers. Whatever your question, whatever your catastrophe, your solution is just a click or call away. Commit it to memory. JupiterSupport.ca.
The Canadian Food Inspection Agency stopped issuing export certificates to China for all pork and beef products as of June 25th, resulting in the suspension of shipments of those products to that nation after the validity of Canadian export certificates were called into question by China. Officials of both nations have remained in close contact regarding the issue, and an RCMP criminal investigation is now underway. Gary Storty, the Director of Government and Corporate Affairs with the Canadian Pork Council, stresses this is in no way a food safety issue, but appears to be a situation where Canadian export certificates have essentially been forged.
This situation is under investigation, the criminal investigation, and we are asking the Canadian government to continue the dialogue between the two group of officials, in one case CFIA here in Canada, and Chinese authorities. And to keep us informed of the progress, because, you know, we do realize that this is going to take some time to resolve. We're hoping that it's weeks rather than months, but we do understand that this is a criminal investigation. You know, for the Canadian industry, the economic impact, it's a bit too soon to tell. We are watching and monitoring the system, but, you know, there is some silver linings. And essentially, all the product that has been en route or able to be shipped as of the 25th, it will proceed to market. The rest of the product, essentially, that has not been prepared or, we'll essentially say, boxed and ready to go to China, will be ideally absorbed within other markets.
Storty says the temporary suspension is not related to any food safety issues, but is frankly the result of fraudulent paperwork. For Farmskip.ca, I'm Bruce Cochran.